Welcome to the East Surrey Bump to Birth podcast, hosted by myself, Emma, and my wonderful friend, Becca. This podcast is dedicated to parents-to-be and new families in the East Surrey area, providing a wealth of knowledge and support through the exciting journey of pregnancy and birth.
Join us as we discuss everything from prenatal care and childbirth education to navigating the challenges of life with a new baby. We'll be joined by guest expert speakers, including midwives, doulas, breastfeeding experts, nutritionists, and more, who will share their insights and expertise to help you make informed decisions and feel confident in your choices.
Whether you're a first-time parent or a seasoned pro, the East Surrey Bump to Birth podcast has something for everyone. With a focus on empowering parents, we will help you feel calm, confident, and supported through your pregnancy and birth journey. So tune in and get ready to be inspired.
Hi Emma, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Not bad. It's nearly end of school term, isn't it?
It is, so. Yeah. This episode will be uploaded before Christmas, I will make sure. So it is almost Christmas.
It's almost Christmas. I think we need it. I don't know about you, but we are so tired in our household and I think we need that Christmas break.
Yes. Although I'm always more tired after the Christmas break. I need a holiday after the school holidays to recover. Recuperate my energy.
So yeah, so excitingly we have a guest today. We have a Christmas guest for our Christmas episode, and we are joined by the lovely Sarah from Pregnancy Wellness Hub. So hello Sarah.
Hello.
So we're going to hand over to you so you can say hello, introduce yourself and start the podcast for us.
Okay. Well, yes, hello, I'm Sarah and I run the Pregnancy Wellness Hub. And I am the place to go if you are pregnant or postnatal. And I offer pregnancy massage, reflexology and Reiki, packages that see you through a 12-week period of your pregnancy, and also postnatal treatments as well.
Fantastic. And just remind us where you're based, just sort of Oxted way, aren't you?
Yeah, I have a lovely home salon that's in Oxted, so it's a separate entrance to my house. So yeah, at home but not.
close enough, but
I can shut the door
in
a bit.
Sanctuary.
Yeah. But yes. A wonderful commute every day, really, isn't it?
It's tough, but I manage it. Yeah, I manage it.
That sounds amazing. So let's cover, if you're happy, the pregnancy side first.
Yeah, start with that.
Pregnancy. Tell us a bit about your pregnancy treatments.
Okay. So when I was pregnant with my both my children, I found it quite hard to find anywhere that A, did treatments for pregnancy. And they were a decent treatment. So I made it my mission to find, you know, the right treatments and the right massage. And the massage that I do is very unique. It's called hydrotherm massage. And you get to lay on your back, supported by bolsters underneath your knees, your head supported and your heels are supported on the couch. So your spine is nicely aligned. And you're on warm water-filled cushions.
Oh, lovely.
So you're lovely and weightless, which is fabulous any time of pregnancy, but especially right at the end. You're able to have the treatment right up until you give birth, which I literally had a client in, on two clients on a Saturday. One was 41 weeks, one was 40 weeks.
Oh.
So that was really beneficial for them.
Yeah.
One then had reflexology as well and went into labour on the Sunday. So that was really cool. She let me know that today, so that's bad. But yeah, the massage means that I am able to do a 360 massage by working between you and the cushions without you needing to move. So you have the weightless feeling, the warmth of the cushions, warming the muscles up before I work into them. And then I'm able to really work on the back of the body, which is really where all the tension is when you're pregnant a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Lower back, across your glutes, your hips, your hamstrings, your calves, into the feet. So yeah, it's a lovely, lovely treatment and really beneficial. And yeah, it's very, very popular.
I wish I would have met you.
Yeah,
I was pregnant, definitely.
That's my kind of mission. It was so like soul destroying, especially as someone who offered massage, that there wasn't anything that wasn't side lying, because I found that really uncomfortable to sleep. To get comfortable, then you know you'd have to just start to get comfortable and you'd need to turn.
Yeah.
So it eliminates all of that.
Presumably, if you're having a massage when you're pregnant, it does need to be specifically with someone trained to do pregnancy massage. You can't just go
yes. for anyone.
It's not advisable, yeah. So, yes, I've done lots of different pregnancy courses. I'm always training to advance everything, my knowledge and skill set. So, yes, I'm massage trained predominantly, originally from a beauty therapy background, but then focus more on holistic therapies now, and they work brilliantly with pregnancy. Yeah. So, yeah, found, you know, did two or three pregnancy massage courses and then found the Hydrotherm one and then did their version of pregnancy. So,
amazing. Yeah. And what do you sort of say are the, I suppose the biggest benefits is obviously relaxation, I imagine, to relax the muscles and help. But what are sort of the other health benefits, would you say?
So number one is time out to bond with baby, especially time for you, because I find with pregnancy, I don't know if you found this, it's all about the baby.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's good, but we're not just a vessel, you know?
No, and our body's going through so much.
Yeah, like, exactly. Mentally and physically, your body morphs on a daily basis. So every day is very different with pregnancy, and I very much treat you as I see you on the day and your concerns on that day, because 1 week you could have horrendous heartburn and then the next, actually, your lower back's killing you. So it allows me to really help with a lot of issues, lower back pain, which is understandable because the centre of gravity is being pulled forward, you've got extra weight gain, your pelvis, you know, you've got ligaments stretching and softening around the pelvis, and so...
Squashed organs.
Yes, there's a lot going on, isn't there?
All going on.
Yeah, so it allows me to really work into the glutes, to the legs, which takes off a lot of that lower back pain, just relieving the muscles there, which often don't ever get massaged. So it's really nice to have a glute massage. It's actually lush.
You can't lie in your front.
Exactly.
So even if you know,
exactly.
You've got a nice partner that's happy to give you a little neck rub or things like that.
Yeah. Let's face it, they normally do it rubbish, so you don't ask them again.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know.
All with a goal in mind.
Yes.
Your goal.
I can promise. Yes. Yeah.
Or they purposely do it like badly, so they don't have to do it again.
Yes, exactly.
And one thing, I love reflexology. I'm a massive reflexologist. I still have it now on a monthly basis, just for health benefits. Mm-hmm. And I know for pregnancy, obviously reflexology is a huge health benefit, because I know it sort of balances hormones, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Helps sort of with oxytocin, which is a word me and Emma both love.
It's not
it's the magic love hormone. It's what we want. So.
But yeah, reflexology, that side of things, I suppose the health benefits there are to do with sort of...
Yeah, the whole ethos with reflexology is that we're getting the body back to its perfect state of balance, so homeostasis. Mm-hmm. So it's only going to rebalance you, detox you, relax you, without having any special sequences added in for any maternity issues that you have. So... I do have a lot of clients coming post 37 weeks, and we will do a preparation for birth sequence, which I think is the client I was talking about previously. That is what got her. She started contracting the day after. She was 40 weeks and
the body was probably ready,
but it encourages the body, if it is ready, baby's ready.
Yeah.
To get going, stimulates everything.
And I think for so many women, when they are at that 40, 41 week mark, when the potential question of induction is looming and things like that, having something that you can go and try, even if all that does is give you that sense of control that you've tried things
kind of
holistically, rather before booking yourself in at the hospital, gives at least that sense of what I tried.
Yeah.
I did, my body just wasn't quite ready.
Yeah.
But I did all the things. And if it does work, then amazing.
And actually, psychologically, I think it helps as well, because if you go in with a mind of, oh, this might help, so I'm going to give it a go, that relaxes the body, and that in turn helps labour to start. So there's that psychological aspect as well, isn't there, of I'm trying something, like you said, with control, and it helps to relax it.
Often you're very, very anxious near the end there, because there is so much, especially with the first time pregnancy, it's just such, well, all pregnancies, it's the unknown, isn't it? Because no two pregnancies are ever the same. So there's a lot of anxiety, and sometimes just getting them to focus on their breath at the beginning of a treatment, which I always do, because they're very anxious, their breath is very shallow, you know, just that alone, it will help, and just mentally offload. So having someone that is really empathetic, that they can just be like, oh God, it's awful. And, oh God.
And I'm like, baby,
you know, I'm 9, nearly 10 years and 6 years down with mine. And I totally remember how you feel. Like, yeah, let it go. Don't, you know, nothing is an overshare. Just tell me how you're feeling and let's make you feel better. Let's get you leaving in a completely different headspace, mentally, physically, than when you came in, when you leave. So, yeah, that's my massive intention. Yeah, so,
it sounds amazing. It sounds so. I remember having reflexology with my first towards the end. And I was so anxious because I kept being told, oh, he's going to be overweight, we might have to induce you. So all that anxiety that you're talking about. And I was about 40 plus 5 or something, so pretty much on due date.
Yeah.
Went to have reflexology, went into labour the next morning. So I've always, that's why I love it as well, because there's so much science behind it. And so there much is. Physical and mental benefits to it. That you're right, so many women do these type of holistic treatments and then come out either going into labour or just feeling so good in their pregnancy.
Worst case scenario, if that doesn't be the thing that tips you over into labour, you're going into that setting from a much more calm and relaxed place.
It's only going to benefit you. A lot of women have a real fear of induction as well, and so for them it's something they're doing positively to stop that from happening. So it's
so
lovely.
so many benefits.
I'm very lucky. I get to really help these people and hopefully improve their pregnancy. I found pregnancy quite uncomfortable from the get-go, and I wanted something. I didn't want anyone else to go through that. I wanted them to be able to enjoy, you know, the body changing and feel more comfortable while pregnant, because it is possible.
And can it all be used like in early, like sort of the first trimester? So you've not got the achy back from the bump and things, but
yeah,
reflexology help with?
You can, yes. A lot of the time I offer Reiki as well, and I offer that as a good treatment for that first 12 weeks before you have that first scan.
Okay, tell us about that.
So Reiki is not something to get freaked out about. It's a little bit more my, and people sometimes, because they don't understand it, a little bit wary of it. But it's basically, again, getting your body to heal itself. So often at the beginning, there's a hell of a lot of anxiety, stress, worry. Oh my God, it's all going on, isn't it? As you say, there's not the physical things going on in the body so much that you can see. You can obviously feel it as the a pregnant person, but mentally I think it's more heavy. There's a heavy load. So Reiki just rebalances your life force energy, so it just gets your energy to just flow better. Really, I describe it like a big flyer blanket you're putting over your internal kind of worry and stress, and just dampens it all down. Just really calms worry and stress and just gets you out of your head a little bit, and just gets you to just feel very grounded and relaxed, deep relaxation, which I think is only beneficial really at any stage.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that sounds lovely.
So you've got a 12-week program.
Yes.
How does that work?
So, as long as you have 12 weeks, whenever you're at any stage of your pregnancy, you can come. You come for a treatment every 60-minute treatment, so either Reiki, reflexology, a massage, or we can adapt both of them. Some of the treatments I do are a combination of the two. You come every 2 weeks, so fortnightly, ideally, within that 12-week period. So then you get in that regular time to bond with baby, switch off, time for yourself, as well as the benefits of the treatment. And then you get little tools and things to use at home. So things like a pregnancy journal, some reflexology hand movements to do for relaxation and anxiety, bump massage routine, and a product to use for that. So there's lots that I give you to use at home, stretches and little tools and tips. So it really does make your pregnancy that bit more enjoyable. And the things like the journal, really lovely to look back on.
And just keeping that positivity going at home as well, because obviously it's lovely when you're having the treatment, but it's nice to be able to go home and just continue that positivity.
It keeps the treatment going.
Feel the benefits of that full 12 weeks, not just the one-off thing. You feel great, but you go home a couple of days later. Deadlines re-stressed you, whatever.
Yeah, that's it.
So just getting that journal out, getting those tools out, and going, right, I'm going to spend tonight yeah, carrying this on sort of thing.
And for a lot of women, I think, you know, having one treatment alone doesn't really do enough. As you say, they need that. Sometimes it's just all this happening. It's quite overwhelming, pregnancy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So both mentally and physically, I think, everything's going on. So I think it's really lovely that they have that regular treatment and time to offload. And
scheduled in as well.
Exactly.
They all have really good intentions about
this.
Oh yeah, when I'm pregnant, I will sit there once a week and take time. But if
time goes,
just finding time in your day to sit down on the sofa and do that, it's not really,
exactly,
not gonna happen. Whereas when you know you've got that appointment booked in.
And you look at a lot of clients, I had one client who did two back to back throughout her entire pregnancy of the packages, and she said, "This has got me through," literally knowing in 2 weeks' time, with backache and whatever issue she was having at the time, she said, knowing I was going to see you in another 2 weeks is getting me through. She said, it was her second pregnancy. She said, "I'm not even checking how many weeks pregnant I am. I'm checking how many more treatments I've got with you."
Oh, that's so lovely.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you.
Not that you were there giving medical things, but especially in a second pregnancy, you don't even see a midwife that often.
Very little,
To have that. Not that you're doing checks, and you're not there as a healthcare professional, but having that familiar face and point of contact.
Yeah, definitely. It's
go
nice.
Go in and spill the,
exactly,
the stress and offload to a familiar, friendly face that you build that up. Especially someone does it back to back.
Yeah, it is a bit like, "Oh, I'm really pleased that you're going to have your baby now, because you are desperate to get this baby out, but I'm really going to miss you and seeing your progression." And it's lovely to see their bumps grow and see how they're doing throughout. And so it is lovely because they do come back and see me postnatally. So that is lovely.
Yes. So tell us more about the postnatal stuff.
Let's do it.
Yes. So the lovely thing about all the treatments that I do is that they can all be either pregnancy or postnatal. Which is quite uncommon as well. I found when you're looking for treatments when you're pregnant, it was very much one was, you know, very little available for pregnancy, or you had to be postnatal and after a certain amount of time, and quite strict. So the lovely bit about the hydrotherm massage is that it doesn't matter if you're breastfeeding, because you're not going to lay on your front. So it's perfect because I can work into, generally there's a lot of tension upper body as opposed to during the pregnancy. It's lower body, glutes, you know, hamstrings, legs, lower back.
With my first baby, I was shocked at how much my back ached after having him, like that change of balance.
It's a readjustment.
Don't always remember to have the best posture when you're feeding, especially a really little baby. You tend to end up folded over, and I think I had worse backache in that sort of 6 to 8 weeks after having him than I actually did at any point in my pregnancy, and I was a bit like, "Oh no, I thought this was all going to feel better," and it didn't.
Yeah, it's very common.
And just on a whole, after birth, everything shifts, doesn't it? Everything's changed body-wise, so everything does feel a bit out of balance.
Well, you guys probably know more than me, but you probably use several of your muscles in your body.
It's a pretty full-on workout.
It's a full-on workout, isn't it?
It's described as an intense workout, isn't it, really?
You know, I don't think we really give ourselves enough credit for that and appreciate that. So there is the recovery from birth as well, that sense of it, as well as all the tension from, as you say, feeding is like, whatever way you decide to feed, you are hunched round. And a lot of clients have said, "Oh my gosh, it's putting them into the cot. No matter how low the cot is, you're leaning forward all the time. You're hunched forward and round shouldered." So there's a lot of upper back tension to work on normally. I mean, I get told every time, "Oh my God, I'm breastfeeding. I'm really sorry if I leak." It has not happened once.
Oh, really?
Never. No.
Wow.
Even if it did, it's really not a problem. Yeah, the beautiful thing is that you're on the cushions that get sanitized as soon as you're finished. So it doesn't matter. But I think postnatally, most of my clients, it's rare if they don't fall asleep within like a few seconds. It's the tiredness as well. Your body's just knackered physically and mentally. So there's that lovely relief as well for a postnatal.
Mental side, absolutely. Because we all know in the first month or so, it's so hard, isn't it? Mentally.
A roller coaster.
Hormones, emotions, tiredness, all sorts. So actually, mentally, it's probably really good for them as well.
So it's the first time, especially if it's your first baby, it's the first time in your life that actually you are on duty 24/7 and taking that time
for a lot of,
for you,
yeah,
which is so important, important than it is in pregnancy.
Exactly. So for a lot of clients, when they come to me, if they come at sort of 4 weeks, 6 weeks or anything, it's the first time they've left their baby. Mm. First time they've actually been apart from their baby and had time for them.
Yeah.
So it's quite a big deal and a real honour, actually. It's lovely. Yeah. So I get asked a lot, you know, how late can postnatal treatments be done? What class is postnatal? But I will always say, I think the entire length of motherhood, you are in a postnatal state. There is always something that will add stress to your life. It may not be, you know, tension in shoulders because of holding a tiny baby, feeding a tiny baby and putting them in a cot, but actually you'll have a lot of tension from stress, from children. Yeah. And life.
I still do.
Yeah.
This is it.
I still have neck pain from tension and all sorts.
Yeah.
You know.
So my 5-year-old still demands to be carried quite regularly. He's not carryable sizing.
No.
He's still going home with back aches because I picked you up 5 minutes ago and walked down to the end of the street by yourself, please. Yeah. Like, it doesn't end.
Well, even my 2-year-old is heavy. You know, she's not light. So it does. All the neck tension, it all adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When we spoke before to Jessica with pelvic health, and she was saying, you know, your pelvic, all the muscles in your pelvic floor, you get the impacts of birth decades later.
Yeah.
But if that's true with those muscles, it must be true with the other muscles in our body as
this
well.
This is it, yeah. Muscle memory and everything, yeah. So
do you get clients that come to you that have got children that are still like, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5
Is fabulous, which is so lovely because obviously you get to see that part of their journey as well, of not just the pregnancy. So I'm really lucky and I'm really very fortunate. I very love what I do, so it's fabulous.
It just sounds amazing. You're right, like they're just, if there's nobody providing those services, they just aren't, you can't just go down your local
spa
for a spa day that's suitable. You've got to look and find the right thing. If you find the right person like you, then you're going to feel a hell of a lot better for it.
Throughout a really long period, actually, as well. Not just for certain weeks, but actually a really long period.
Yeah, so the idea, I try and kind of make people realise that if they can come early on in their pregnancy and just see them on a regular basis throughout the pregnancy, they may not get the lower back pain. They may not get so much tension in the leg, sciatic pain. You know, it's not definite that it will stop it, but it will stop the muscles from getting tight, building up and causing a lot of that lower back pain and shoulder issues. And just keep them in check, really, and just regular time out for themselves. Exactly, as well as the time out for themselves and mentally switching off. So
in the space of 2 weeks, if a little niggle is started, then you're able to work on that before it's really built to that point that you're really uncomfortable.
Exactly, yeah.
And I remember as well, that's very common in pregnancy, I don't know if you've had it, but the leg cramps. I'd wake up in the middle of the night in
always
agony,
at night. Yeah.
Always at night, where the calf would be absolutely excruciating tense. So I imagine
it would ache for a few days afterwards. Yeah. I always found.
Or you get spouts of it, bouts of it, where you'd be like nothing for a week, and then you'd get like 3 nights in a trot where you'd be waking up in agony with calf. You know,
it's a bit of a vicious cycle because the muscles then get so tight they then cramp even more. I have, that's a really common one as well. So just by releasing off the muscles with a massage.
Yeah.
Allowing them to relax enough, they don't tend to suffer with the cramps so much. I've had really good results with that. So,
and does it help with things like, as well, like, you know, you get build up of fluid sometimes in the feet?
Oh, yes.
It helps all that side of things as well.
The puff, you mean?
Yes. The puffy feet.
The puffy feet, yes.
And come visit.
Yes. Worse in the summer, obviously, because of the heat, but your body's carrying so much more fluid. I think you're lucky if you don't have that by the end of the pregnancy, but obviously massage is going to increase the circulation, so it's going to help, and you know, help with the lymphatic drainage. So it does. I can start a treatment and a client's foot can be, you know, a little bit unrecognizable, should we say, in a nice way, and then by the end it's like, oh no, you have got ankle bones, your toes. It's not just one foot, you know, it's like, look at your toes there.
Welcome back.
This is your toes. You can see them because your feet are up and you're raised. Look at those now. So that's really lovely. Yeah, because it can be actually really uncomfortable, that swelling. You almost feel like you might explode in the legs and around the feet.
Quite
and it makes it very tight and sore. Yeah. So it's important to get that circulation going and to help with that.
I get a lot of clients in the winter. Okay, the swelling doesn't tend to be as bad in the winter, but in the summer, if we get away with a bit more with flip-flops and things, and I get clients turn up sort of in their flip-flops in the middle of winter, and I'm like, ooh, okay, your feet must, your feet are struggling.
It's the only thing, I remember that for mine, my daughter was a, I was due the 31st of December, and so, and so I remember the only thing I could put on my feet was Uggs. Because I could literally push my foot in. Horrendous.
Oh, the joys. But this is where we can come to you. Ladies can come to you and say, help me. Let me look, you know, and to sort of do all those lovely treatments.
And it's a full treatment as well, you know. So I found that when I was looking, when I was pregnant, it would be kind of a half-hearted version of what you could have pre-pregnancy.
Yeah.
You know, they'd only work on maybe half of your body, a little bit on the legs, a little bit on the arms. They're almost frightened to touch you. And there's no pressure.
Version of a proper massage.
Exactly. Yeah, which you leave really quite frustrated and a bit like shortchanged, you know? When you're so desperate for something to help with the aches and pains and to just feel a bit more like you during your pregnancy. Your body's been completely taken over. So it's really important, I think, to make you feel comfortable and to get you feeling like you again.
It's targeted for the pregnant body,
not
adapted.
This is it.
Avoid the issues with the pregnant body.
Yeah, I wanted I wanted the website to be able to kind of reflect that actually, oh my gosh, look, I can have, oh my God, I can have everything. This is all for me, you know, as pregnant, instead of like, oh, look, there's two things at the end. Oh, and it's like half a treatment. You know, you can look and think, oh my gosh, I can have everything. To the point where a client's like, I don't know what to have. There's so much. Like, this is great. Yeah, like, what should I have? Can you advise me? Which is fabulous.
Put your website details down.
In the book.
You're looking at this, so that you can go and have a look at all of those
lovely
options.
You.
Where else can people find you on social media?
So, social media, I'm on Instagram and Facebook, and it's Pregnancy Wellness Hub.
Easy.
So, nice and easy, like the website.
We'll put details.
So, come and find me, say hi. Lovely.
It all sounds amazing, doesn't it? It all sounds amazing.
Thank you for telling us about
it. You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Like I said, lovely. I wish I would have found you all that time ago. But
if I had a pound for every time I was told that, you know, I may not be massaging.
Okay, so we don't want that to happen.
Oh, you stay doing it.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having
and
me.
And I suppose we should say Merry Christmas, everyone, as
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for tuning in to the East Surrey Bump to Baby podcast today. If you have any topics you'd like us to cover in the upcoming episodes, please do get in touch. You can find me, Becca, at Be Your Own Birth on www.beyourownbirth.co.uk, and you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram.
And you can find me, Emma, at Calm Mama Collective. www.calmmamacollective.co.uk and on Instagram I am calmmama_hypnobirthing. We'll see you next time.